Well, today on November 12th, we wear the red vestments to commemorate one of the great bishops and martyrs of the Catholic Church. He is the first Eastern Rite Catholic to be canonized by the Church. Some of you are familiar with the Eastern Rite churches. For example, here in America, we have a number of Eastern Rite churches. And the important thing to remember is that these Eastern Rite churches are also under the Pope. They accept the Pope. They're just as Catholic as we are. Sometimes we think, well, only Roman Catholics are Catholics. And yet, we have Byzantine Catholics that are underneath the Pope, the Byzantine Ukrainians, the Maronite Rite, the Melkite Rite, the Chaldean Rite, the Romanian Rite. These are all what we call the uniate churches, the churches in union with Rome. And they have different traditions, different languages in their Mass. For example, many of them still use Greek. We're of the Roman Rite, so we have Latin and, of course, the vernacular in our country, English, in our liturgy. But you can go to a Byzantine Rite or Ukrainian Rite that are united to the Pope, and those are accepted because they are underneath the Holy Father. They're underneath the Pope. But then, of course, there are what we call the Orthodox churches, the Russian Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox, the Eastern Orthodox, and they are not united to the Pope. There were separations in history, and there are certain things that they don't accept. Many of them don't accept certain teachings or obviously the Holy Father as the head of the Church. And yet they do have valid sacraments. They do have valid baptism and valid Eucharist and valid priesthood, but they're not underneath the Pope. So today's feast day of St. Josaphat reminds us of that, of those differences. Because St. Josaphat was really caught in the middle. He was a Catholic underneath the Pope, and yet he was of a Byzantine Rite. And because of that, he was rejected by many of the Roman Catholics because he was not Latin-speaking, he didn't have Latin liturgy, and yet he was rejected also by the Orthodox because he was loyal to the Pope. So what do we know about the life of St. Josaphat? He was born in 1580 in Lithuania into a Catholic family, and he entered a Byzantine monastery of the Holy Trinity in 1604, and then was chosen as the Catholic Archbishop in 1614. And one of his main jobs, of course, was to keep unity with the Pope, unity with Rome. But he was also Byzantine, and so he wanted to keep these beautiful Byzantine liturgies, the Greek liturgies, and because of that, he made enemies on both sides. The Orthodox did not like him because he was united to the Pope, and some of the Roman Catholics weren't happy that he was not switching everything over to Latin. On November of 1623, he went to bring peace to a particular village which had been very hostile to what he was trying to do. And he spoke to the people. He said, "You want to put me to death?" Because that's how upset many of these people were. You want to put me to death? You make ambushes for me everywhere, in the streets, on the bridges, on the highways, and in the marketplace. I am here among you as your shepherd, and you ought to know that I should be happy to give my life for you. I am ready to die for the Holy Union, for the supremacy of St. Peter, and of his successor, the Supreme Pontiff. So that shows his great unity. But what happened when he went to visit this very hostile town? They broke into the home in which he was staying, and he was stabbed, and he was shot to death. And then his mangled body was dragged out and thrown into the river. Eventually it was discovered and eventually given proper burial. He was canonized by Pope Pius IX in the year 1867. So I think what we see in this life of this very holy and saintly bishop was that he treasured so much being united to Christ and his vicar, the Pope. And there is one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And he was willing to give his life for the unity of being loyal to the Holy Father. And yet he was also killed because he was saying that, yes, even within that Roman Catholic Church, even within that the Church, the one true Church founded by Christ, there are acceptable differences in language, in the liturgy, and traditions, that have been passed on. And so he is, as I mentioned, the first Eastern Rite Catholic to be canonized by the Church. So we pray on this feast day of St. Josaphat for unity, that we'll all be united under the one shepherd, the vicar of Christ, the successor of St. Peter, and that we'll also see the great richness of sacred traditions that are found in our Catholic faith.